Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of AI SaaS Startups Fail Before Launch. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering reality. 73% of AI startups fail because they build solutions nobody wants. Think about that for a moment. These aren't failures of technology or talent. They're failures of understanding. If you're building an AI SaaS startup right now, the most important question isn't whether you can build it. It's whether you should. Today, I'm sharing the three critical validations that separate the winners from the wishful thinkers. First, you must validate that the problem is real and painful. I mean, genuinely painful, not just inconvenient. Here's what that looks like in practice. Talk to at least 20 potential customers about their current workflow. Listen for emotional language. When someone says they're frustrated or that something is keeping them up at night, that's pain talking. Quantify it. How much time or money does this problem actually cost them each month? Here's your red flag. If they describe your solution as nice to have instead of desperately need, you're solving the wrong problem. But even real problems aren't always worth solving from a business perspective. Second, validate market willingness to pay. This means asking specific pricing questions early and often. Would they pay $50 a month for this solution? Test this with a landing page showing actual pricing tiers before you build anything. Get pre-orders or letters of intent from these early conversations. Compare what they'd pay you against what they currently spend on existing solutions. Money talks, and everything else is just conversation. Let me share how one founder got this exactly right. Sarah from DataClean AI talked to 50 marketing managers before writing a single line of code. She discovered they were spending 8 hours every week manually cleaning customer data. 15 of those managers told her they'd gladly pay $200 monthly for an 80% time savings. She collected 5 pre-orders totaling $1,000 in monthly recurring revenue before her first technical meeting. When she finally built the product, she built exactly what they described and launched to existing demand. Finally, validate technical feasibility with your actual resources. Build the smallest possible AI prototype using existing tools first. Test whether current AI models can actually solve the problem adequately. Be brutally honest about development timelines and costs. Confirm you can deliver the promised accuracy and speed with your specific team and budget. Here's your action step for this week. Schedule 5 customer interviews focused on these 3 validation questions. Don't write code until you have clear yes answers to all 3. Your future-funded self will thank you for doing the hard work of validation first. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.